We again bid you well. This appreciation for your being here. Say it so often, but we say it sincerely. It's just good to get together. So thank you for coming. Appreciate that very, very much. And in our in your scripture, gave an introduction. I thought, well, preach it, Rick. You know, I'm going to say, because it's not a long lesson at all. But if you, by the way, there is an outline in the bulletin this morning if you'd like to follow along with the lesson. Ask brethren to look around and make sure everyone has a bulletin or an outline if they would like one. But the lesson that you can see is I titled it The Kingdom's Borderland. Or some are not far from the kingdom. But in your introduction, I put in this chapter, the people come to Jesus and are trying to catch him or to test him. And he really asked three questions in the chapter. And I'm just going to deal with the last question, the one the scribe asked, you know, what's the great commandment? And so Jesus gave that summary at the very end, you're not far from the kingdom of God. So in your notes, I put three major headings. Number one, the fact of the borderland. There is a borderland or an area outside the kingdom or the church or Christianity. Second, I'll give you the meaning of the borderland. What does that imply? What's the definition? What does that look like? And then number three, the tragedy of being in the borderland, because some people are satisfied with that position. So I want to talk about it just a little bit this morning. I want to read the story again. I know Rick just read it. Now let me just look at it again so you can see the points, some points of emphasis. So one of the scribes came. Boy, this is the man that knows Scripture. He should have understood. Well, he did. But having heard them, the others, reasoning together, and perceiving that Jesus had answered them well, said, well, man, I'm a scribe. Maybe I can catch it. So he asked Jesus, which is the first commandment of all? And as Rick said, what's important? Well, Jesus answered, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And there's more to it. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Oh, that's the best that you can be. You love God with everything within you. Priority, first place. Give us some gusto. Love God as God wants to be loved. And that's the point of our lesson. And Jesus said, the second like it is this. You shall love your neighbors yourself. There's no other commandment greater than these. Right? So the scribe said to him, well said, teacher. Boy, he knew. You've spoken the truth. Yeah. There is one God. He almost said, Jesus, let me tell you what you just told me. I'll put it in my own words, the scribe said. There is one God. There's no other but He. And to love Him with all the heart, understanding, soul, and with all the strength. And to love one's neighbors themselves. Oh, that's more than all the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. Wow. Jesus saw that he answered wisely. He said to him, you're not far from the kingdom of God. Oh, so close. But after that, no one dared question him. So the lesson this morning is concerning Jesus' reply in verse 34, where he said, you're not far from the kingdom. You know what it means? It says there's conditions in life that bring some people closer to the gospel or to Christianity or to the church than others. So here we note number one, the fact of the borderland. Some are not far from it. You see, there are degrees of moral and spiritual distance from the kingdom or from the church or Christianity. Some are closer than others in their knowledge or their understanding or in their desire to become Christians. Some are closer than others. Not far. That implies degrees. Far. Farther. Farthest. Some are closer than others. There's an example in other places in the Bible of seeing this. For example, Jesus said in Matthew 15, beginning at verse 8, "This people draw nigh to me with their mouth." Oh, they're so close. "They draw near to me with their mouth, honor me with their lips. Oh, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me because they teach for doctrines the commandments of men." See, some are closer than others. You see it in some of the songs that we sing. There's a song in our book called, "Lord, I'm Coming Home." And the hymn writer puts it in these words, like Jesus said, "You're not far." The hymn writer said, "I've wandered far away from God, but now I'm coming home. The paths of sin too long I've trod. Lord, I'm coming home." Then the chorus is, "Coming home, coming home. Never more to roam. Open wide thy arms of love, Lord. I'm coming home." It's another song you might be familiar with in our book called "Jesus is Tenderly Calling." And in this one, the hymn writer says, "Jesus is tenderly calling thee home. Come on. Calling today, calling today. Why from the sunshine of love wilt thou roam farther and farther away? Calling today, calling today. Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling today." So we see, number one, the fact of the borderland. And there's other people. There's a story also in the Bible about a rich young ruler. And he came to Jesus with a question, this time that says, "What must I do to inherit eternal life? Anything I need to do to inherit eternal life?" Well, Jesus answered him and mentioned some of the commandments. And he says, "I've done these things. You know, almost count me in." But Jesus said, "One thing you lack. One thing." Oh, the ruler is so close. "You're just missing one thing." Another example is the Apostle Paul preaches to Felix. These are in your notes. In Acts chapter 24, Paul preaches and he reasoned of righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come. Powerful sermon. Felix answered or trembled and answered, "Go thy way. When I have a convenient season, I'll call you." Oh, Felix, so close. So close. You know, "I'll call. I mean, I heard what you said, Paul. I believed your message, but not. I'll call you." Another one, Paul preaches to King Agrippa in Acts 26. Agrippa's response was, "Almost. Almost you persuade me to be a Christian. Almost, so close." So you see the facts of a borderland. There are people that are so close in obeying the gospel, in becoming a Christian. So close. And then there are some that are farther and farther away. So there is a borderland area. Second, let's look at the meaning of the borderland in a little more detail. Now, to the scribe, that borderland meant, perhaps, that, you know, he's different from the others around him. Jesus might have said to this scribe, "You know, you're different from the Pharisees. You know, they have a lot of hypocrisy, but you're so close." He might have said, Jesus might have said to the scribe, you know, you're not like the Sadducees. They don't believe direction, but you are so close. You answered me correctly. You're different from the publican with their extortion, but you are so close. You have knowledge of God's word and you made the application to, Jesus would say, to my answer. You've answered correctly. He said, Jesus, you told the truth. Oh, you're so close. So close. But what does it mean for us today? We can see it in the story. Jesus even told him, you're not far. You see, there's some here today that are not far from the kingdom. You're close. This person would possess good habits, fine disposition, has noble desires. He might even be like Felix and said, you know, I'll obey someday. It's on my mind to obey the gospel someday. You're so close. This person might have knowledge of the Bible, might even have more knowledge than some of us. They even defend Bible truths. They've even told others, you know, this is what the Bible says. They never missed an assembly. But they haven't obeyed the gospel. You're so close. You're not far. And many times it's one thing that keeps you in that borderland. It's that one thing, perhaps maybe it's that you don't want to stop doing. That one thing might be, I just don't want to do that particular act of obedience. That one thing may be an attitude is of, I don't want to, you know, hurt my family because they're not members of the congregation or the church. They're not Christians. But I'll attend. I'll contribute. I'll be there for the fellowships. I'll participate in the work party. I know I'm so close. I'm so close. So then point number three is the tragedy of it. The tragedy of being not far. Being so close. I put three things in your notes. There's a tragedy in life. Because it's difficult to convince you that you're a borderland resident. Because you're probably satisfied with your nearness. You're almost there. And you may even think, my goodness is greater than my sins. I'm not wretched. I'm not criminal. I don't break laws intentionally. Maybe the thought is, you know, I'm living a moral life. That means they're better than some Christians. But you need to realize if you're not in, you're out. If you're not forgiven, you're guilty. If you're not saved, you're lost. By the world standards, they'll probably give you a commendation. But Jesus said in Matthew 12, verse 30, he that's not with me is against me. Jesus said in John 14, verse 15, if you love me, then keep my commandments. Jesus said in Mark 16, verse 16, he that believes, I believe, Brian. But it says, and is baptized shall be saved. Oh, you're so close. So close. You're right there on the fringe. So in life, if you're not in, you're out. The tragedy is also in death. Because if you're out, you cannot die in God's favor. Jesus said it. In Revelation 14, verse 13, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. Yea, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, because their works do follow them. The psalmist said in Psalm 116, verse 15, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. You see, God sees death differently than many of us. When we are in Christ Jesus, our death is blessed. Our death is precious. So the tragedy of the borderland area is in life, you're so close, but it's hard to convince you. In death, the tragedy is because you're not in, you're out. And then there's tragedy and judgment because of that. See, there's only two classes of people that judgment recognizes. You're either on the right or the left. You're either saved or you're lost. It's the sheep or the goats. It's come or depart. It's peace or it's pain. It's heaven or it's hell. It's well done or it's cursed. It's saved or lost. It's rest or it's torment. The tragedy of the borderland. There's God and Jesus does not offer us a middle ground. It's not there. You've heard the expression, I put in your notes, a miss is as good as a mile. You miss heaven by a fraction. You can still miss heaven. And a lot of comfort it's going to be if you're in torment and you lean to the person next to you and bump elbows and you tell him, you know what? I was that close. I was that close. That's not comforting. You can be near and never enter. And that's the tragedy. The song we used to sing, another hymnal. You're familiar with it, or many of you are. The song is titled Almost Persuaded. Almost. Hear the words. Almost persuaded. Now to believe. Almost persuaded Christ to receive. Seems now some soul to say, go, Spirit, go thy way. Some more convenient day on thee I'll call. Ooh. Second stanza. Almost persuaded. Come today. Almost persuaded. Turn not away. Jesus invites you here. Angels are lingering near. Prayers rise from hearts so dear. Oh, wanderer, come. The last stanza. Almost persuaded. Now here's the judgment scene. Almost persuaded. Harvest is past. Almost persuaded. Doom comes at last. In other words, the tragedy in death and in judgment. Almost cannot avail. Almost is but to fail. Sad, sad, that bitter wail. Almost, but lost. Almost. See, there's a danger in delay. If you wait, you're either going to lose your desire or lose your opportunity. Two things. If you wait. Today you may think, I'm going to obey. I'm going to become a Christian. I'm going to be baptized. And then we sing the song and say, no, I'm not. Almost, no, I wanted to. It was on my mind. I mean to do it. I still will do it someday. And then we meet again next Lord's Day, Lord willing. And when Brian preaches another lesson, and here we go again. But you think, sing that song. No, I don't want to. No, not me. Not on my mind today. You lost your desire. You didn't lose your opportunity, but you lost your desire. But what if you died before next Lord's Day? Now you lost your opportunity. The danger delay, you either lose your desire or lose your opportunity. Right now, if you're saying, I want to, it's on my mind, then you need to do it before you lose your desire or lose your opportunity. One of those two things. If you're in the borderland, or even farther, or farther away, you can come home. You can come home. He that believes, my hand goes up. I believe. That may be your hand. And is baptized, shall be saved. So let's stand together. We'll sing the song that Dennis has selected. If that's your desire, if that's your resolve today, if your dissatisfaction of being in the borderland, why don't you just come and let your request be known at the closing of this song, please.